You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Dr. Travis Perry on the line, and he is a speaker, coach, podcaster, and author over at Make Time Institute. Travis, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right, so first off, excited to have a fellow podcaster on the line and excited to talk about your book today, Achieving Balance, Make Time to Reach Your Business and Personal Goals in an Overworked World. So for all of you listeners that have been following for a long time, you know I love helping authors sell books. So I'm definitely going to want you to go out and buy a copy of that. And at the end of this, Travis is going to let us know exactly how to do that. But before we get into this, Travis, into your book, let's go a little bit further into what you're doing over at Make Time Institute. Tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Yeah, absolutely. Founded the Make Time Institute to help overworked business owners and specifically financial professionals, insurance agents, advisors who, you know, they're running a practice, but they're also a business owner, to manage their time better and not just manage their time, but actually have balance in their life, meaning they've got awesome life to live outside of work. And I help a lot of workaholics go from 70 hours down to 35, you know, hour work weeks and be more productive and have a better quality of life.
Oh, man, that's awesome. And for the workaholics that are listening, Travis, I just want to, at the end of this, I'm also going to let you leave your website or however else people can get a hold of you over at Make Time Institute. What's typically a good fit to work with you and your team?
You know, the typical good fit is somebody who's running around with their head chopped off, who has so much to do and maybe is even leveraged. You know, they've got a team, or maybe they're working solo and they don't know how to scale. And you know, they're working more than 50 hours a week, wondering why can't they ever get ahead? Why is their health, you know, not in tip-top shape? How come their relationships aren't, you know, where they need to be, you know, with their spouse, their family? And typically somebody who, whether, you know, they're very successful at what they do, is still not able to hit their own personal financial goals. So with my unique background, I'm able to help not only with the time management piece, but teach them how those areas, that health, relationship, and financial pieces, are actually the key to keeping them balanced.
Man, that's awesome. And I think that's a great transition. So let's dive into this book, Achieving Balance, Make Time to Reach Your Business and Personal Goals in an Overworked World. So first off, what was the inspiration for this?
Oh, man. So the true inspiration, Adam, was I was 26 years old, started a financial planning practice. Since age 22, I was after it, and I'd done really well for myself, my family, bought a home, we were getting things organized, and actually, I'll take a step back, we were looking at buying a home, and my father, age 49, who was about a month away from his 50th birthday, just on a random afternoon, I got a phone call from about six of my family members to find out that my dad had suddenly died of a massive heart attack. He was out on a mountain bike ride on our favorite trail, doing what he loved to do. And there was no real warning. Nobody knew. And it just totally blew us all away. So here I am, a financial advisor, helping people with their financial goals and securing them with life insurance, only to my very first death claim was my own father. I go home and help clean up the pieces, help my mother. You know, they've been married a very long time, loved each other, great relationship. But, you know, to have that just so sudden happen to her, I was there to guide her and help her. And the rest of the family is one of the oldest in the family. And so I essentially paid off my mom's home and got everything, you know, organized financially, bought the plot, the casket, helped her through the funeral. And I was the last speaker at the funeral. I got up in front of about 1,000 people, standing room only, and in a building in the church. And it just hit me, man. It hit me like a ton of bricks that my father lived a fantastic life. He did that, you know, in half the time that you know, was expected for him, roughly, nowadays. But he lived a great life. And I couldn't figure out what it was that killed him. And so I began my crusade. I went off on a crusade, figure out what is it? I'm like him. I'm a spit in image, you know, genetically, you know. And so I realized that I needed to figure out what it was. And after all my research, Adam, after everything that I figured out, it was stress. And we can talk more about that, man, but it's the stress. It's the stress that we all deal with. It's that work-life balance of being a workaholic can literally kill you. So you workaholics out there thinking, I'm wearing it as a badge of courage. We really need to take a step back and say, yeah, we might be killing it, but is it killing us?
Wow, what a story. And I'm sorry to hear about your father, but I know that the book and what's come out and that your intention and your plan is to help so many others, you know, by also sharing your story as you are right now. So that being said, if you could share some points with us from the book and some takeaways. Obviously, there's so much, it's only so much we can do in a 15-minute podcast episode. And my listeners know that, by the way. So for those of you that are listening that are like, oh, this is too short, or I want to go buy Travis's book, don't be cheap. Go get a copy, and we're going to let you know how to do that too. But Travis, give us some of the context of the book.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll start with the intro and get into more of the idea of work-life balance. And some people say, well, is work-life balance dead? Like, is that term, is we still use that in business today? And yeah, but I think some of the definition has changed. And well, Travis, what is work-life balance? Number one, I think there's three myths. I can tell you what it isn't. I've interviewed hundreds of people to tell me what they think what work-life balance is for them. And I can't speak for everybody. I think balance is more of a feeling of like, yeah, I feel like I'm in balance right now. So I can't necessarily describe it, but I can give some excellent principles to help people find it and achieve it. Therefore, the title of the book, Achieving Balance. But I would say there's three myths, Adam. The first one is that balance is somehow doing everything at the same time. Now that, I think, is what's dead. Because people try that. Like, it's the guy spinning all 10 plates on the stage, right? And after a while, those plates are going to fall. The important part is to actually, instead of trying to spin all the plates, is to find the most important plates to spin, the most important priorities. And if you can live your priorities and spend your time there personally, at business, man, you just feel amazing. You feel in sync and you feel balanced. The second one is the myth of productivity as a magic pill or something that if I just was a little more productive, then everything would be okay because I'm trying to do it all, right? We're all spinning all the place, but if I could just be productive, then I could do it all. The reality is that most of us, when we are, you know, really productive, if we still don't set boundaries and we don't create limits for ourselves, then we actually just become more of a productive workaholic. So instead of working, You know, those 50 hours, 45 hours that we wish we were spending, we're still working 70. We're just more productive. We're making more money at it. And actually, that's the workaholic trap right there. That's where we get stuck. We're so focused on business systems and productivity that we get stuck in that trap. And we excuse ourselves. We justify it with, well, that's okay. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for my clients. I'm doing it for the world. I'm saving the world. And in the meantime, you know, you're killing yourself. And then number three is actually the myth of personal development as an end all be all. Listen, I know I'm attacking like a $14 billion industry with that statement, but the reality is even personal development, if we get at the base of it, is not personal at all. You read a self-help book offered by somebody. You're having a coach help you through the process if you need that additional help. But above and beyond that, we can only develop ourselves by ourselves for so long. We actually need our family, our spouses, our teams at work to help us through that process because no man is an island.
No, I think that's well said, and I think it's a message that we don't talk about enough. Like this whole idea of balance and can you achieve it? Can you not achieve it? I mean, there's a lot of people out there that do it well and that have figured out how to do it. And I think a lot of it has to do with the education. And that's why I do want my listeners to go pick up this book because I think it's a great starting point for them to start understanding what that looks like. So that being said, Travis, if somebody is listening to this, and they want to learn more about the book or they want to learn more about working with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, they need to go to travisperry.com, and that's with an A. That's the Welsh spelling, travisperry.com/book. And they can pick up the book. It's in pre-launch right now. And we're finishing the final edits. It'll say it's going to be, you know, published in June of next year. No, it's not. It's going to come out this fall. But what you can get it on Amazon right now for the same price. But if you go to the website, there's a bunch of bonuses there, Adam. So people can download the book. They can, if they're international, it's available in like, 7 other countries. But if they go get the book there at travisperry.com/book, I'll also give them a bonus of a 30-minute training, which is a masterclass. So I look at all of these myths that break down. So, you know, we don't have enough time to go into all those details, but in the masterclass, I do. And it's a 30-minute, just content-rich training. I also will give them a number two bonus is mastering your inbox. It's a video training on how to be the master of your email instead of it mastering you throughout the day, which I found the number one place where people waste time is that right there. It's in their inbox. And number three is an article that I wrote about how to save some time and get out and vacation more and be with your family more and how that actually is the cure to once you have a system, that's a cure for not going back and regressing, becoming a workaholic again.
That's awesome. And what kind of, I know putting together a book and doing all that you're doing is not easy. What kind of response or what kind of feedback have you gotten from people that have obviously done some of the pre-reading and everything else? And I know no one person does it. It takes a community. What kind of feedback have you gotten from the content? Because I want my listeners to go check it out.
Yeah, well, first day hit number one on bestsellers list on Amazon, several in business, leadership, productivity. Right up there next to Good to Great and other great, you know, fantastic books out there on Amazon. And I will tell you, the reason is because there's such a need for it right now. We're work-life balanced, you know, most of us. And I say us because I was there too, man. And if it wasn't for my father passing away, I don't know if I would have had the same passion for this as I do right now. But it really does just go to show that if we can achieve balance, we can really put these principles in play with the book, how much it can change our life and help us to, you know, be there for our kids, be there for our family, and really be that impact that we're hoping to be with our business and our personal lives. And what it's done for my audience, I've been able to get on podcasts all over the country during a time where, you know, stages aren't open, podcasts are open, webinars. I'm just, people are asking me all the time to be a part of their shows and spread the message. So, I mean, it's number one bestseller. I'm out there all the time. Business has just boomed because this topic is so needed in a time when COVID has hit us and made us really all reconsider, what is my balance? Do I have balance? Now I'm at home working with my kids who are on a laptop, you know, trying to do school. Like, where is our balance? And I think this message has never been more needed than right now, Adam.
Man, that's awesome. Well, Travis, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background. And congrats again on the new book. So Achieving Balance, Make Time to Achieve Your Business and Personal Goals in an Overworked World. I feel like, Travis, there were some people that heard you leave that website the first time and they didn't have time to write it down or have time to go to the website again.
First name, last name, Travis Perry with an A, .com/book. TravisPerry.com/book. That's the only place you're going to get the book and get the bonuses that I described, the masterclass, the free video training, and that article about how to get out of the office more and have better work-life balance. So definitely go to the website.
Fantastic. Well, Travis, again, thanks for coming on the show. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you have going on. And Travis, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Thanks, everybody.